Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Mark Angel of Help You Out of Debt. Hi, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you? Thanks for inviting us back to join you.
Well, I appreciate that. Mark does help to support Radio Liberty. We enjoy having him on for half an hour every week. So why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about what you can do to help them if they are deeply involved in credit card debt?
Well, what we do is we work with individuals to help them get relief on their credit card debt. Get reductions on it between 40% to 60%. A lot of talk in the news about people getting loan modifications on their mortgages. And, really kind of giving that some thought recently. And really, debt settlement, which is what we do to credit cards, is kind of like what people are doing on the mortgage side for loan modifications. We work with the individuals and their various creditors, and we try and work out a better situation for them, get reductions, get them out from debt, and have them become debt-free in as little as 36 months or less.
Well, how successful are you actually in doing this with most people, if they stick with the whole program?
80% of the people that come into our program since 2001, Dr. Stan, actually complete the program. Some things that cause people not to complete the program are change in their situation. They may actually become out of work, and you know as well as I do here in the state of California that we're now into double-digit unemployment rates. And as much as people try and work hard, and I've got people working two and three jobs just to try and make ends meet, there was an interesting article, I think it was on NPR, where people are like one strike away from disaster. And we're trying to help those people from doing it. You know, a divorce, a medical situation, loss of income. I was just talking to somebody yesterday morning who had a wife, had a medical situation. She can't go back to work. He used to be able to get all the overtime he wanted. He was getting 70 hours a week. Now his company, even though they're not shutting it down, they're still becoming profitable. But in order to do so, now he can only work 40 hours a week. And, you know, he used his credit cards to help pay for her medical situation. She's still not able to go back and help support that situation. And those are the type of situations that we work with. And that's what we're doing. When we're working with somebody, we have to demonstrate a hardship. And so long as we can demonstrate the hardship and their willingness to work with us and their creditors, we get good results on getting them debt resolution and get them out of debt. In a relatively short period of time, instead of just, you know, making minimum payments, if they can even make the minimum payments, and, you know, as soon as somebody misses a payment, the credit cards are having no mercy on people today. You know, they may have had a very low rate of interest or been with them for 20 or 30 years, and, you know, they're a day or two late. It's like, you know, they jump their rates to 25%, 29%.
I actually talked to a fellow today who they jumped it up to 29% because he missed one payment.
And, you know, some people legitimately do it. But when they raise the rate up to 29%, they also jump the payments up. What may have been a $100 month payment now it turns into $600. And people can't just have that turn on a dime and be able to make those payments. But the creditors don't really care. They're going to pursue them and push really hard and make them feel small and trying to get them to do the things that they've done, but didn't get all these big signs and big buildings that they house themselves in and pay the bonuses that they've been paying. And we're hearing about a lot about that on Wall Street these days. bottom line is this was something that was concocted to make it profitable for the banks.
And because the thing that really is so infuriating is, you know, we used to have laws against usury, and now right now it's being encouraged because of our government is allowing 29, even 30% or more insurance, interest rates. I mean, these figures are just totally unconscionable.
Yeah, and thing was, back in the 80s, they allowed certain states, usury was on a state-by-state basis. So, and the situation was, well, that was so long as you were doing business in there. In states like South Dakota and Delaware, when they needed to get employment figures, they induced the credit card companies to go there. They dropped their usury laws. And so long as the credit card companies were based there, it had nothing to do with the bank that owned them that might be in New York. They base their operations up in South Dakota, so they go by South Dakota law. It has nothing to do about where you reside. You know, Missouri and Arkansas, some other states around the country have usury laws. It might be 7 or 8%, but it has nothing to do. It has to do with where the bank resides or the entity, the credit card company resides. I know there's some legislation, and they're talking about further legislation to try and stem the tide with this, but all this stuff doesn't go into effect until July of 2010. So we still have about 14 months or more to go where, the credit card companies can do what they're doing, cut credit lines, increase people's credit rates. If they don't like that you've changed the pattern, you spent a little bit more this month than you have traditionally over the years, they're cutting people's lines of credit, or they're just upping their interest rates because they feel they're at more risk, and the terms and conditions within the contract that they have stay right in there. If the bank feels jeopardized, they can do whatever they want.
Well, how long have they really been able to charge such ridiculous rates of interest? How long has that been going on?
Oh, since the late 80s.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Mark Angel, and we'll talk about help you out of debt. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Angel. We're talking about his company, Help You Out of Debt. And when you stop and think, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes people are really tight, and yet suddenly the credit card companies will raise their interest rates to 29% or even higher, while you're trapped in a situation where you just can't get out of debt. And this is where you need some professional help. I believe usury is immoral, and believe it me, it's being practiced by our major banks today. They'll do anything they can. They have no moral conscience, and however we feel about it, we have no means as individuals fighting against it, except that, of course, we tell our listeners, get out of debt and don't get ever into debt. And if you have a credit card and you have any compulsion to use it, why just cut it up and don't have that, because it is a trap. But for the people who have the credit cards and have a massive debt and don't know what to do, why, what Mark actually does is really quite a unique thing. And are there companies that do this? Would you like to explain how exactly this works, Mike? Because I think that, Mark, I think most people are a little confused. I mean, how can you actually be in a position to bargain with the major credit card companies?
Well, what you have to do is look at what people's alternatives are, Dr. Stan. And the situation is people basically have four choices when it comes down to handling a credit card debt, depending upon what their circumstances are. If they have lost work or they're not employed, they can't afford to get into some kind of a program or work something out with the banks or whatever, they can look at bankruptcy. But they changed those laws in the mid-90s to make it much more difficult for people to file for bankruptcy. And I deal with a lot of your listeners, and your listeners, the last thing that anybody really wants to do, because they know it's a black mark on their credit, is to file for bankruptcy, because it stays out on the public records for over 10 years. So people try really, really, really hard to, and they feel obligated, they spent the money, and to do the things that they want to do or live the lifestyle that they want to do, and things were going good, or husbands and wives were both working, the job markets were really good, or whatever. But that situation arises: one spouse or the other loses their job. They have a medical situation. They get a little bit behind, and they may have had a good situation with a credit card company that used to keep them with low rates of interest, and then the interest rate changes or their income changes, they can't afford those payments. I talk to people every day. They try and work it out with the credit card companies, and the credit card companies say, nope, I'm sorry, you know, we can't help you, Mr. Payments. And I talk to people every day, and, you know, yeah, well, I tried working it out with them, but, you know, they're telling me, you know, I might have to wait, you know, make my payments on time for the next 6 months, but I can't afford the payments they've got there in front of me. You know, what am I going to do? They can file for bankruptcy if they can qualify. They can look to go to a credit counseling firm, which are supposed to be nonprofit organizations, but if you read their contracts, it basically states that they work for the credit card companies. They may get you a reduction in the interest. They're going to get you no relief on the overall principal balance where, you know, or maybe the last 5 or 10 years you've had your credit up there at a high limit and are paying 16, 17, 18% on it. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that at 20%, if you compound that interest every 4 years, that balance is going to double, and then it's going to double, and then it's going to double if you keep making the minimum payments to the point where, you know, it could take you 30 years if you just keep making the payments to the credit card companies, if you can afford them, to get out from under the debt. And what we do is when people can't afford it, and we talk again, they have to demonstrate a hardship, you know, a medical situation, a loss in income. Actually, the fact that somebody's interest rate gets jumped from 7% to 29% to where they can't afford the payments, that's a hardship. So long as we can demonstrate the hardship, we can move them into a program wherein they don't pay their creditors. We set aside money in a trust account or savings plan. We build enough money in there to negotiate and get a reduction in the overall debt. We set it up into a program. We try not to get much beyond 36 months. In fact, I think the maximum term any one of our programs can go is 46 months for a person. And build a pool of money up so that we can go back to the creditors at a later date and negotiate that debt down. Usually between 40 to 60%. Sometimes we get better results than that. But going back to our records and the time that we've been settling debt since back in 2001, and the firms that I work with that help me with this have been doing it from that standpoint, we can get those kind of results, a 40 to 60% reduction in the overall debt that person has today, and we get them debt-free within a 40-some month program or less, a lot of times less because, you know, we're getting better results every day with creditors, and each individual is a little bit different as far as that's concerned, but we are achieving those results.
Well, it's very interesting. My wife was telling me that she had heard recently that American Express was offering to pay people $300 if they'd simply pay off their credit cards. In other words, they've got a large principal. If you just pay off your credit card, we'll give you $300. It sounds like they're desperate to actually get this debt off their books. Is that right?
Well, the situation is that they're all under pressure because of the mortgage situation that they've invested in, which is, you know, caused a very big debacle in the marketplace, and where they've had to mark their assets to market. Right now, there is no market for real estate, unfortunately. It seems like we're getting a little bit better every day in that area. They may change some accounting rules to make it look a little bit better, the smoke and mirrors thing that the banks have been doing for years and years and years because of accounting rule changes or whatever. That may make it a little bit better for the banks, and, of course, the markets have been responding to that recently, but who would have ever thought the Dow Jones would have ever gone down to 6,500 as we were, you know, not but a few weeks ago. You know, we're back up to 7,900 today because they're liking the fact that the government's printing trillions of dollars in money to do this. But realize one thing: when they're charging you 29% on your credit card, that's a pretty good deal because they're borrowing money from the federal government at 1%. I know I would, and Dr. Stan, you would, if I could sit there and borrow money at 1% and lend it back out at 29%, it would be a pretty good deal for you and I, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, but of course, we're not favored like the people in these big banks. We're the ones who really run the government, who put Obama in position of power. I think I should point out that when Mr. Obama, President Obama, speaks out against Wall Street and how irresponsible they are, he never mentions that they were the ones who got him elected. The second largest contributor to his campaign was Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase wasn't far behind. friend. And, of course, he's worked out all sorts of sweetheart deals. What people have not been told is that we bailed out AIG so that AIG could give Goldman Sachs $9 billion. And Goldman Sachs recently reluctantly revealed they'd given $5 billion in bonuses to their own employees. $5 billion in bonuses. Now, everybody was so upset about AIG and the fact that their employees got a paltry $165 million in bonuses. Goldman Sachs, which put President Obama in office and financed him in large part, just paid their employees almost $5 billion. And what people don't understand is that's out of the almost $10 billion we just recently gave them. We gave the money to AIG, and they promptly give it to Goldman Sachs. That's how the game is played, but we can't let the American people know that, can we? So you go right ahead, Mark. Cindy, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mark Angel. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And the tragic situation that we're in today is we have a totally dishonest monetary system built upon the power of a few very large banks which buy and sell politicians. And, in fact, we even have a letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House back in 1936, where he said, "As you and I both know, Colonel, why the financial element in the major centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson." Now, remember, this is the President of the United States writing to Colonel House. I found the letter in Colonel House's papers back in 1980. And we published it. Other people have picked it up. But we have the article. We actually have a copy of the letter if you'd like to see it. Or, of course, it's going to be part of my new syllabus, Financial Armageddon. But anyway, Cynthia, Mark, you know, as you're doing this, are there more and more people coming in, or are things slowing down a little bit for you?
It really kind of goes in ebbs and flows, Dr. Stan. Sometimes I'll talk to some of your listeners and the clients that I have, and people are just trying to make good decisions, and it's like, who do you listen to, and is it the truth that we can do these things? One of the organizations that we've been a part of since we've been in existence is called TASC, the Association of Settlement Companies. They're really kind of setting the bar for the debt settlement industry, and it's an unregulated industry, but one of the things that I have to, and I talk to people all the time when they're dealing with this, is they have to realize that when they're looking at a debt settlement firm, to make sure that they're following the guidelines that's set forth. And TASC is a nonprofit organization, and they work very diligently with a lot of the state legislatures and that to set forth, you know, guidelines for people to follow. And, you know, we set up a savings plan for people that's based on getting them a savings of 50 cents on the dollar. We've got statistical information from the thousands of clients that we've helped over the years. It shows if we have people set aside 50 cents on the dollar in a savings plan, that we can realistically achieve those results and get them reductions between 40 and 60% of the total amount of the debt that they're in today on the credit card side. And a lot of times we achieve better than that, but we'd like to under-promise and over-deliver people for people. But we know statistically over that time frame our success rate's at 80%. There are others out there that are asking for money, you know, give us $300 up front, we'll review your situation. We can save you 30 cents, get it for 30 cents on a dollar, 40 cents on a dollar, or we're only going to take 20% of the results or whatever that are there. But what TASC is trying to do, and they're very active in a lot
of
that
thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Mark, go right ahead.
They deal with a lot of state legislatures, and they're waking up to a lot of these firms that don't really...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
9% interest on his credit card, and of course it just gets you into a point where you keep trying to dig out of the hole and you keep getting in deeper and deeper. Well, Mark, I'd like you to put out your telephone number and your web page and tell people how they can get in touch with you if they'd like more information on how you help you get out of debt.
Well, basically, our toll-free number is 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. The call is free. Our consultation is free. We take no money from anybody up front. Say, you got to talk to us or for us to give you an evaluation. It's going to cost you X number of dollars. We sit down and evaluate some information with you on the phone. We need to know how much credit card debt that you have. I have a budget form that's on my website. I want people to fill out so that we can see what their income levels are. and see what their debt levels are to make sure that we are capable of even qualifying them for our program. And then if they can qualify for the program, we're going to come back to them. We'll show them what the monthly payments are, what the term it's going to take to get out from under the debt. We're going to talk about all the various things, the collection calls, some of the things that can go on. We're going to talk about their options, the bankruptcy option, our debt settlement option, staying the course where they're at, possibility of going into a debt counseling firm, and make sure that we can demonstrate a hardship for them to qualify for our program. And before we, you know, take any money towards the program, we're going to make sure that they're fully educated on the process, what they're going to go through, know that they've got a solid customer service department that's going to be there for them Monday through Friday, normal business hours, 7 a.m. Eastern time till 7 p.m. Pacific time, because we work with people all over the country, Texas to Florida to New York to Maine, those states that honor the death settlement programs as far as that's concerned, because there are some states that don't honor it. As far as that's concerned, we're going to make sure that people have not put themselves in jeopardy by taking cash advances and that, and taking cards or saying we could take cards in the program and they aren't going to qualify for it, and evaluate what their situation is and whether we can help them out. If we can't help them out, and I over the course of the last several weeks, I've probably to the pain and of the people there, just with sheer honesty, I can't help everybody. I tell people all the time, your best situation based on the budget forms that they fill out for me, their current debt situation is that bankruptcy may be their only option. But I'm going to be honest enough to tell them that. And I think I've had listeners of yours, and I hope they've called in and said, you know, Mr. Angel was honest with us, you know. He didn't just try to take our money and bring us in a program and say, yeah, I can help you. I can't help everybody. I don't do loan modifications, but if somebody needs a loan modification, I've referred them out to what I know are reputable companies that do that type of work, and I've helped some of your listeners and some of the people that I work with. So we're going to look at the whole individual and see what we can do to get them in a better situation.
And, of course, the big thing is they have to have a regular income so they can make payments so that you can build up a sum of money so you'll have something to negotiate with the insurance company.
I've had some people who had some family members who have been there to help them out as well. But we have to be able to put a plan together where we know that the client that we're working with, they and sometimes their families are committed to seeing the thing through from beginning to end. And I won't take anybody in the program that's not committed to being successful and knowing that we're there to help you every day. I mean, I know I was out of town earlier part of the month, and, you know, I had somebody, and I was actually, you know, in Hawaii, and I take calls wherever I'm at. And I got a call at 4:30 in the morning, and I was on the phone talking to that person and talking about their situation and reassuring them, you know, what we're here for. So I'm there for my clients. We're there for our clients to see them through. We're there to coach them from the beginning of the process till the end of the process so that we're successful for everybody in the end.
All right. Why don't you get your telephone number out again and then get your website out again?
Our toll-free number again, 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. Our website is www.helpoutofdebt.com. A lot of good information out there for you. There's a frequently asked questions section out there that talks about your options, bankruptcy, and choices in that. Feel free to call us. We do not pressure people into our program. It's a program wherein we want to work very closely with our clients, explain the situation. If it takes us, you know, weeks or months to do it, and I've had some people where I've worked with them for over 5 months.
We're out of time. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, have a good night, Dr.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Night with the light from above.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our second half hour, we're going to have a special guest, Sharon Harris, with the creator of Heart and Body Extract. Sharon, are you there?
Here.
All right, fine, and let's fine. Make sure we've got Dottie on the line here. Dottie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. So just speak up just a little bit louder.
Is that better?
Try one more time.
Okay.
Okay, you're coming through real well. Okay, fine. Well, we're just going to bring all of our stations back on board here, and we're going to be all set and ready to go in about 20 seconds. But we'll be telling you more about the heart and body extract that Sharon has actually created, actually produces here, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. So be patient, and the program actually will be started here in just about 9 seconds. Of course, we'll be talking about a very unusual product called Heart and Body Extract. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and for this half hour, we're going to be having with us a special guest. Her name is Sharon Harris, and she has actually compiled a special product called Health and Body Extract, and she's president of Health and Body Hearts Club. Sharon's from Vancouver, Canada, and we've got with us Dottie Ahrens, who uses Heart and Body Extract, and she's from New Mexico. We're going to talk to both of them about what is going on and why. Of course, people all across America are taking Health and Body Extract. So let's start with you, Sharon. Tell me about this discovery, how it came into being, and what it can do for us.
Well, basically, when I was 45 going on 46, that's like 8 years ago, I started to exhibit some pretty serious health problems. One of the health problems was very elevated blood pressure, and otherwise known as high blood pressure. It was 160 over 110. At the same time, I was having problems with irregular heartbeat and heart palpitations. And at the same time, I was having problems with congestive heart failure, whereby my heart was enlarged. I was very tired, very fatigued, had water retention in the legs and the feet to the point where I wasn't able to wear my own shoes. So I'm the type of person that likes to take natural things. I really don't like to take drugs. It's kind of like a last resort if I ever would have to. So I searched and searched for something to help me with my high blood pressure and irregular heartbeat and congestive heart failure. I tried many, many different things. I tried different teas. I tried vitamins, minerals, foods, amino acids. And I couldn't find anything that was effective. And so after trying many, many different things, and at age 45 going on 46, I finally went to the doctor and said, well, you don't want to be dead at 45. You better go on a prescription drug. I did do that, and when I went on the prescription drug for the high blood pressure, I was very confused. I was going, I was going to the bathroom like crazy. I was feeling disoriented, confused. I thought, gee, this is not a very good quality of life. And so I prayed to the Lord, and it came to mind a friend of mine, Greg, who's a master herbologist. And I thought, well, if I can't find something that will work, let's create something that will work. And so I called him, and we collaborated together, and together we decided on the ingredients of Heart and Body Extract. And what the formula is, it's organic, well-crafted herbal, and it's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. So I was one of the first people to try it. I would say Greg would try it, the owner would have tried it, and I tried it. So we're kind of like the first three. And I was very, very pleased with the results. Within 2 weeks of using the heart and body extract, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. At that time, I kept taking my blood pressure over and over again because I couldn't believe it was 120 over 70. That was such a good number. I thought, is this true? Is this true? That's my number, is 120 over 70? So I was really excited. And then within 4 or 5 days, the irregular heartbeat and the palpitations were improved. And within 30 days, the tiredness, the fatigue, the swelling of my legs and the feet were much, much improved. So I was very happy about that.
All right, fine. Now, Sydney, how do you use Heart and Body Extract?
That's a good question. It is a liquid, and you use 15 drops 3 times a day. With each bottle, there's a dropper, and what one would do is measure from the bottom of the dropper up 1 inch. Put that in the mouth, hold it there for 1 or 2 minutes, and then swallow. Within minutes, it's assimilated through the mucosa of the mouth and goes right into the bloodstream and starts to work pretty well immediately. Very effective that way. To have it liquid, to have the formula organic, it makes our results very impressive.
All right. What is Heart and Body Extract safe to use with prescription medications?
Yeah. Many of our clients, when they first start on our formula, they go to the doctors and they get help with medications. So many, many, many people are on multiple different medications, one for the blood pressure, let's say, one for thinning the blood, one for cholesterol, another one for helping with balancing blood sugar, another one for circulation, etc. So that was very important to us when we created the formula, that it'd be very safe with any substance, so there'd be no negative side effects, no contraindications. So how you would use the formula, if you're taking medications, is simply use it 1 hour apart from the medication, and that's for the best results, so that Heart and Body Extract has the best opportunity to work as best as it can.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit to Dottie here. Hi, Dottie, how are you doing?
Well, doing fine.
Would you like to tell us what your experience was? Why did you start taking Heart and Body Extract?
Well, after 4.5 years of heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes 2, neuropathy, just the long laundry list of things that shouldn't be and don't produce a good quality of life, I also had a horrendous experience and lost my central vision due to capillaries hemorrhaging in front of my retinas. So I had my life turned upside down when I first heard Sharon talking to my usual evening host talk radio show, and heard her description of what you have just heard, and as well as Roger's experiences. We called her the next day and ordered the product. So July 17th of 04 is when I received the product, immediately began using it, and within 24, 48 hours, my neuropathy was greatly improved. The circulation began to be better in my feet. I didn't have to sit on the side of the bed and rub my feet in order to get them to ease the pain, and when you have neuropathy, you know what pain really is, the hurting, the throbbing, the aching. You wish you could cut your feet off because they hurt so bad. So that was improving. I was getting more sleep and, of course, getting more rest, and that was a very positive, positive thing. And then I started losing that water retention. Within the 7th, 8th, and 9th days is when I noticed I had a fantastic improvement with my vision. And that was something that I did not expect, but that is, Heart and Body is actually a miracle in a bottle. And so the product, the extract, went to work on not only my feet, on that end of my body, but went right straight to the other hurt problem. And I put a magazine in front of me about 5 inches away from my eyes, and I didn't see those big black blobs. I saw a smoky gray light film in front of me, and I could see through for the first time in 4.5 years.
Well, that's
it was tremendous. And so I read the title, and I read the subtitle. And I just sat down and cried because I had my life back, and it's been nothing but improvement. From then on, I got to cut back on my pharmaceuticals to about 25%. I had blood pressure at 179 over 110 when I first started my drama of bad health. But it's done nothing but improve since I have been using the nutrition from Heart and Body Extract. It, my fatigue of the mental and physical has just disappeared. And as you can tell, I'm a true motor mouse. And I'm, of course, not getting any younger. I'll be 75 this next May the 11th. And I know that if I had not found Heart and Body Extract, then I probably would not be around to tell the tale. And my body has just improved over and over. It's a process because you're feeding it every day, getting the blood clean, keeping it clean, and delivering that to all of the systems in the body is the way God created us to put the right things in, do the right things for the body. I'm not a smoker or a drinker, never have. So I have tried to maintain a good, healthy body, and I'm doing so with Heart and Body Extract.
Well, that's quite a, that's quite
anybody to do that.
That's quite a testimonial. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sharon, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out there?
Sure. The phone number is toll-free 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. The website is H as in Harry, B as in Bobby, extract.com. Again, HBextract.com. Very good website. There's lots of testimonials for people to be able to read and see. So I encourage people to go onto the website because it is a very, very good one.
Well, certainly I think everybody would react differently, but what are some of the benefits of using Heart and Body Extract?
Well, of course, we're all different, and so everybody is going to have different kind of experiences, and we're all very, very different. But some of the things that have been reported to us are, and this is an important one, being able to avoid bypass surgery. That's actually happened quite a few times for us. Many times people state that angina is gone, and often within about 4 or 5 days, sometimes even less. A typical benefit is balancing blood pressure to normal. Another common benefit is assisting with normalizing heart rate and heartbeat. Another common one is helping with sexual function, because sexual dysfunction is really a problem of blood flow. So this certainly helps with blood flow. Circulation. The formula is excellent for the circulation throughout the whole body. So feet, toes, neck, brain, everywhere in the whole body, the circulation is improved. And when the circulation is improved, many other things can improve. Like Dottie, her eyesight improved with increased circulation. Dottie has an excellent memory. I have an excellent memory. It helps memory. It can help hearing. A very common testimonial is helping with balancing the blood sugar and helping with things like neuropathy, tingling, numbness, like what has happened to Dottie. Very good for helping some people with insomnia. It works for some, doesn't work for others. Everybody's kind of different, so can't really say it's going to happen for everybody, but many people do notice that they sleep better. It helps to balance cholesterol levels. We've had men report that it helped with their prostate. Certainly, it's very good for helping with cold hands and cold feet. It helps them to become warm again. And we've had some results with some people with bronchitis and asthma. For some reason, it seems to help with lung function. Again, I think it's because of the increased circulation. When the body gets the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, which are abundant in our formula, heart and body extract, it gives the body what it needs to heal itself. And so that will vary from person to person.
Well, it certainly would appear that it has a lot of uses, I think, probably, and with, as with anything, it varies from person to person, but certainly I know I've been taking it. I've been sort of checking my leg edema. I have congestive heart failure, and I really do believe, of course, and you always wonder if it's real or not, but every morning I get up and I check my edema, and I really think it's been really considerably better since I've been taking this, and I've been taking it now for, well, I guess about a month and a half. In fact, I missed it the other day, and I just noticed I was really so tired. All I just almost wanted to doze during the programs, and then the following day I said, "Well, I'm going to get back on it and see what happens." And maybe it was subjective, you know, but I will tell you that I felt ever so much better and had seemed to have more energy. So at least I can give you a testimony that I've been taking it, and I'm really rather impressed with it. So, Sydney, how widely used is the product?
Well, with the power of the Internet and the power of websites, I mean, we certainly have a lot of clients in the United States. But, you know, considering that there's millions of people there, percentage-wise, we've got a lot of work to do in order to get the word out there to help people with getting their quality of health back. So, you know, we've helped thousands of people, but millions of people need help. So I think we're just kind of beginning it, you know what I'm saying? Even though we've been around for about 8 years now, we've got a long ways to go. A lot of people are suffering out there, and it's kind of nice to know that with Heart and Body Extract, it's a quality formula that works, can never cause any harm, can only cause a lot of good. So I feel very grateful for the opportunity to be able to help and make a difference with the quality of people's lives.
Well, that's very interesting. I noticed when my son's been taking some of the supply that you sent us, and of course, he uses the dropper. Rather than use a dropper, I use a spoon, put in the spoon, and then flip it in. You just put it right under the tongue. And you were certainly aware of the fact that it's there because you get the cayenne pepper effect, but it you really almost look forward to it after a period of time. You get rather used to it. So, once again, let's get that telephone number and the website out again, and then we'll see if Dottie has anything she wants to say before we let her go. But let's get the website and the telephone number out again.
Sure, absolutely. So the number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. The website is H as in Harry, B as in Bobby, extract.com. Again, hbextract.com.
All right, Dottie, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, talk about your liver and kidney function there, girl.
Oh, my kidney and pancreas and liver were not functioning more than 20%, 20 to 25%. And now that I have been on Heart and Body since July of 2004, when you can do the math, it is reaching now for a 90% level on all three of the organs. So I'm very impressed with the return of health because I took my individual responsibility and learned what I could that was the right thing to put into the body. And if you're in the sound of my voice, I encourage you to do the same, because you'll have nothing but wonderful benefits.
All right, Dottie. Well, thank you,
Sharon. A miracle in a bottle.
Okay. Thanks so much, Dottie. And you hang on there for just a minute, Sharon.
Okay.
Well, Dottie, you've got 3 minutes to, Sharon, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What's the message you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, I would like to...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
As we reach out across America 5 hours every day, and then, of course, if you listen to our satellite feed, 9 hours every day, and, of course, we have a unique opportunity to reach people and to get them understanding what's going on. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, or certainly we have all sorts of 4-tape sets and DVDs that we put together that we think are important for you to listen to watch, to begin to understand what's really going on. We're in the midst of the worst financial crisis, probably in the last 300 years, and it's going to destroy the economy of this nation. And, of course, what they're doing is they're working very hard to destroy the value of our currency because they know that, of course, this will bring this nation to its knees, the people will be desperate, and they will be willing to accept this one world government. Now, who are they? Well, they are certainly the people within the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Group of 30, the Bilderbergers. But there are a number of other organizations that we talk about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they all interlock. These are people who have a different worldview. Now, some people admittedly are simply there because they like to rub shoulders with important people and it's a way of getting ahead. But many of these people do understand the agenda. And there is a strong spiritual component behind what's going on. And this is what most people have absolutely missed or totally unaware of, is that there is a spiritual component. For instance, you look at the logo of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a man riding a white horse or a pale horse, can't tell which one, probably a white horse. If you look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, if you look very closely, you can almost imagine you see three sixes, but there's no question they're bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. And you have to understand that the Trilateral Commission was put together by the Rockefeller family, and several members of the Rockefeller family, we can document, are deeply involved in the occult and are energized by this desire to put together a one-world government, which has been the aim of the secret societies going back for 5,000 years. If you'd like to know more about the secret societies, of course, we have a book written by the Librarian of Congress called Fire in the Minds of Men, and we cover that, a subject in my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and you really would want to get the syllabus with that, the Forbidden Secret, but we carry the book by the Librarian of Congress, who tells you about their secret societies and their origin from a secret brotherhood put together by Pythagoras 500 years B.C., But, of course, the book does not cover either the influence of secret societies here. Where Pythagoras got his ideas, well, I'll tell you where Pythagoras got them. He was, of course, a Greek. He went to the Near East to track down the mystery of these secret societies and the mystery of religions. And he adopted that, and that became, of course, the basis of his teaching. And, as you know, is the father of geometry. But he had picked up this secret knowledge from the mystics of the Near East. And this, of course, where the mysticism has always been. That's where the Magi came from. They were, of course, the magicians. They were the people who had tapped into the supernatural, who had read the prophecies and knew that the Savior was coming, the three wise men who came to visit our Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the information is there, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, you really need to get that. You need to get the DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, on riddles in stone. If you want things written by the other side, we offer them. I will give you the free little pamphlet on the working of the spiritual hierarchy, which is put out by the Frank Luciferians, those who worship the other God. And then we carry the book by Mandy P. Hall, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and so much more. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and then, of course, pray for America, pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, and Melody does help Radio Liberty, but we do appreciate having her on here on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on as far as hard money is concerned, because there's an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the people who control the reins of government to destroy the financial stability of our nation and of the rest of the world. This whole world financial collapse is all carefully orchestrated by a very small group of people who've created the situation and certainly have done everything they could to undermine the economy of this country and the rest of the world with the idea that out of the chaos that is coming, and ladies and gentlemen, chaos is coming, that they will be able to accomplish the age-old dream of the mystery religions. And that is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity and installing their leader. Well, Melody, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me.
Well, tell us what's happening. You know, I've talked to a couple of people in the gold and silver business. They seem to think that there's an awful lot more interest in gold and silver in the recent weeks than there has been a long time. Is that true with you?
It certainly is. And there's a lot of educating going on. People are concerned with what's going on. I don't think perhaps they understand the depth of everything because it takes many, many years and study in order to truly see the function of monetary policy and how inflation is just a tax and strips people of their wealth. But they do see the amount of money that is being printed out of Washington by the Treasury. And, you know, even they realize that it's going to bring some considerable disturbances here in this country with the flow of the economics and so forth. They hear about the job losses. They're concerned about their jobs. They now know of a family member that has lost their job, or they're on watch, perhaps close to being laid off. So it's beginning to hit each or very many people out there, and they realize that the gold is truly the only asset, the only true currency that has no liability. So many of them are inquiring into in which one can purchase gold and silver coins.
Well, I think it was really so interesting that just this last week, certainly the Prime Minister of China had actually come out and said that he was really very worried about the stability of the American dollar. And of course, their massive investment, they've got over $1 trillion invested in our T-bonds and in bonds put out by places like Fannie Mae and other American or government corporations, and even bonds in private corporations. And the Chinese are worried that if we destroy the value of the currency, that the value of their investment will be actually changed, and of course that they will lose. And then, of course, more recently, the Premier of China came out and said that he felt that we really should have a different reserve currency. The dollar should lose its position. Apparently, when Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner was asked that, he said, "Well, it's certainly go along." He had a great deal of respect with the Premier of China. Of course, the next day, while the U.S. Treasury Department was frantically trying to backpedal what the Secretary of the Treasury had said, and that was that he was willing to go along with replacing the dollar as the reserve currency. Well, of course, he came out and said, "Oh, I really didn't mean that. The dollar should be the reserve currency, but the plan is to destroy the dollar." He knows what he's doing. They just don't want the American people to know, at least until it's far too late. And of course, we've debauched the currency and robbed the people of their life savings. Well, Melody, did you hear any sort of repercussions from the statement of the Premier of China? Not only Premier of China talking against the dollar from being the reserve currency, but even the Russians are talking about replacing the dollar as a reserve currency. Had you heard anything at all about that?
Yes, I did. And they are looking for some sort of stabilization in the currencies for trade. However, you have to remember that they are all fiat currencies. And even though, they might replace the U.S. dollar with another fiat currency, so it really doesn't help the matter. So they will need to use some sort of stabilizer, even if they use a basket of currencies and allow each currency to float maybe equal or have one a little bit stronger than the other. If it isn't backed by gold in some manner, you still have the same problems and situations. It just goes from the U.S. to another country. So, I believe this will come the time to where they will use gold as a stabilizer, whether it'll be one unit as a trade unit as they had once before, or, you know, they'll use gold to, as a, in the same basket of currencies or somehow. Will it happen immediately? Probably not. I can't imagine them doing it right away, but I would think that they would have to use gold in the very near future to stabilize their currencies. But it's interesting because there is more and more talk of not only replacing U.S. dollar as a currency, but people are looking for a new leader, a new economic leader. And perhaps the people in this country thought that Barack Obama was a new leader here for this country. He would bring about change. But I believe the world, the people, perhaps even the leaders of the world are looking for a new economic leader. And again, that just goes along with the same guidelines as when you come together with a world government and, again, the world currencies and the religion and the whole New World Order combined. So someone will arise, and we know that's coming. And but now you hear people looking for someone. So I think it's just another step, and we're just one step closer to this globalization completion.
Well, like Chris says, Barack Obama is a globalist. He is, of course, speaks out against protectionism. Protectionism is really a sort of a code word for globalism. You do not want to protect America's industry. You do not want to protect America's jobs. You do not want to protect the American worker. You actually, of course, want to transfer our wealth to other countries. You can't come right out and say that. So you talk about how terrible protectionism, but protectionism is keeping America's jobs here, keeping America's manufacturing here, and of course preserving the value of our currency. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, I should mention for our listeners that I am going to be speaking next week in Southern California. If anybody out there is listening, we'll be talking in Orange County on Wednesday at the Granada Forum, in Tarzana on Thursday. And Thursday is the 2nd of April, and that is the day that Group of 20 is going to be meeting over in Europe. Barack Obama is going to be going to this meeting, and they're going to discuss how they're going to deal with this financial crisis. Now, this financial crisis is really shaking the whole world. We find that Japan, which is certainly the second largest economy in the world, their exports are down 43%. 43%. In other words, they're just not exporting, and they're primarily an export nation. They have to do exports to be able to survive, and yet their production and exports are down dramatically. And this is the same as true in Singapore, true in South Korea, true certainly in China. They're trying to build up their own economy, but certainly they're putting something like $600 billion. That's almost over $500 billion in their own economy, trying to stimulate it. But, of course, they're not going to be able to get much going over there because they don't have enough of an infrastructure. And certainly, if you look at what's going down in the world, why the economy of Eastern Europe is collapsing. The economy of Western Europe is collapsing. They're talking about frank bankruptcy for Great Britain. And, of course, certainly the economy in South America, probably in every place except Brazil. Brazil seems to be doing fairly well, but the rest of South America is in real trouble financially. And even Hugo Chavez, who, of course, is dependent upon his oil revenues to purchase, you know, support throughout the rest of South America, even Hugo Chavez is not doing very well. But then neither is people over there, as he increases his tyrannical regime. And remember, of course, at one time the people overthrew Hugo Chavez, but the American government refused to intervene and, of course, to prevent him from returning to power. And all we can do is ask, why is he another Fidel Castro who covertly is being kept in power by the powers that be in Washington, D.C.? Because we need an enemy, a very convenient one. Well, Melody, certainly, what are your listeners telling you when they contact you and they call in? And I'm sure they must want to talk about what's going on, as they're looking for information on gold and silver purchases.
No, they really are looking for information. A lot of them, they still hear from the mainstream media, from the financial networks, that gold is, you know, at its peak, and, you know, they, every time, you know, a news person mentions gold, they sort of have a sour look on their face, and, you know, but when they talk about the rally that they've just experienced in the stock market, they certainly do it with a smile on their face. So there's a lot of concern in how to they can roll their 401s into a gold and silver IRA, or transfer their IRAs into a precious metals. So there's a lot of questions on that. That is available to a lot of people. And, you know, they want to protect. They want to keep what they have. They've lost so much. I mean, many people have lost 40, 50, 60% already of their investments, and they want to protect what little they have left. But as those who want to protect, there's many out there who have lost that much, and yet they fail to want to preserve it. They call, they want to get a little bit of gold, but they certainly don't want to touch any of their paper investments because they believe it's going to come back. And, you know, I try to tell them at least preserve half of what you've, you know, if you have $60,000, you know, if you lost 50% and you have $60,000 left, at least take half of that and try to preserve what you have left, and perhaps you'll be able to regain some of those losses by putting some into gold and silver, because the numbers for gold, you know, there's, you know, even Citibank says that gold will be $2,000, they say, by the end of this year, and there's many other mainstream economists who predict gold will be, continue to go higher as the money that is being put into the market for all these toxic assets and everything else that has been allotted to help with this financial crisis, as that begins to flow through the system, we'll begin to start seeing inflation appear. And, of course, gold has always been the common hedge against inflation. So that's how they see it. And so many people are looking for advice on how they can position themselves to keep what they have.
Well, I think that is the most important thing. It's not necessarily to try to get rich in this economy. It's try to preserve what you have. And I will quote once again from Richard Russell, and those of you who listen regularly have probably heard it before, but Richard Russell is a very wise old man, said, "He who loses the least wins." He who loses the least wins, because in times like this, everybody is going to lose, you know, unless, of course, you've got inside information, but, you know, at least you want to preserve what you have. The people really out there who do have inside information, it's really very interesting that when Alan Greenspan actually left his position as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, why he went to work for Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank recently got a large transfer of funds from AIG. One reason why we preserved AIG was so that they could transfer money to their friends, people like Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs. In fact, you'll never forget to remember that Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson gave up a $40 million a year job working as CEO of Goldman Sachs to take a job that paid $180,000 a year as Secretary of the Treasury. And I kept wondering at the time, why would he do that? Well, of course, we began to have some problems with some of our major corporations, and AIG, the American Investment Group, should have been allowed to collapse. Why, Henry Paulson said, no, we're going to rescue it, and we've given them, I think, probably close to $185 billion now. But, of course, what they have not told you is that that AIG recently gave Goldman Sachs, Sidney Henry Paulson's old company, $10 billion, and then they used the $5 billion of that to pay bonuses to their employees. $5 billion to bonuses to the employees? Why, sure, that's how the game is played. And where did the money come from? It came from the American taxpayers. We gave the money to AIG, and AIG gave it to Goldman Sachs, and maybe that explains why Henry Paulson gave up a job that paid him $40 million a year for a job that paid only a paltry $180,000 a year. But, you know, the average American never can quite connect the dots because nobody ever tells them how the game is played. And the thing is, if you speak out against Wall Street, Barack Obama criticizes them, never mentioning, of course, that Goldman Sachs was his second largest contributor, and the J.P. Morgan Chase was not far behind, contributing to the campaign of Barack Obama to put him in the presidency. What do you think he owes them? Why, he owes them everything. That's why he surrounded himself with their people. And, of course, they come from the Trilateral Commission, and 11 members of the Trilateral Commission, either current or immediately past members of the Trilateral Commission, are now in the key positions in the Obama administration, and certainly nobody is going to tell you that except programs like this. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there and you have a question or comment about what's happening financially. But certainly we talk about, you know, a 10.2% inflation here in California. We talk about an 8.1 or 8.2% inflation across the, pardon me, we talk about a 10.2% unemployment in California and 8.1 or 8.2% unemployment across the nation. But, you know, we never talk about how many people that is. It's one thing to talk about a percent, but there are over 12 million Americans who are unemployed at the present time. Each one of those instances is a terrible tragedy. Many of these people losing their homes, losing their automobiles, losing their pride, losing their families. And of course, this whole thing is contrived. It's as phony as a $3 bill. And if you haven't read my newsletters, November and December of 2008 and January of 2009, you need to read them to see how they created this hole. A phony depression is not phony to the people who've lost their jobs and their homes, but they've done this intentionally because they wanted a crisis in their effort to bring about the world government. Well, do you think the average person has any idea that this is really contrived, Melody?
I don't think so. I believe they think it's just part of the, you know, cycle, the booms and the busts. And I, you know, although the, you know, the depression is used freely, the comparison, I don't believe most people think we're anywhere near the problems that the Depression had. And so I don't believe they really truly see the depth. I mean, you got to remember, they've been conditioned over a long period of time through the media, through television. Their lives have been kept busy. And they've been conditioned. I mean, their responses, the way their families, the way they live their lives, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they've been controlled in so many ways that prevents them from learning and from wanting to learn as far as what goes on. They've been busy. They don't have time. And it takes time to learn what's going on, and it takes time to study. And if you don't do that, you'll believe the what you hear the most, and people hear the most from television, of course, from their 6 o'clock news.
I think it's important that people understand that the banks have done this over and over again since the time of Andrew Jackson. And basically, of course, the banks do is they expand credit, they make money readily available. They don't have to print the money. They just make it readily available through credit. It's simply a bank entry, and that, of course, that credit allows people to get jobs and to start business and buy farms and buy property, and everybody is doing real well. And then the banks contract credit, and they raise the interest rates, and you can't get any money. Now, they can't let anybody know that this is simply the same old game being played once again, and so they have to give you all sorts of reasons for it. But this housing crisis was created by the banks. The derivative crisis was created by the banks. They knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to bring on this contraction, because they're going to make out bandits like bandits, and most people are going to lose everything. And of course, we carry a wonderful book. It's called The Coming Battle. It was written in 18...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Away from the food and the other things, away from the people New Orleans after Katrina. Do you want the people running your health care, the same people, of course, who were in charge of New Orleans after the hurricane there hit a few years ago? What they're talking about is rationing of health care. And that's what it's really all about. But they're not going to tell the American people. We're just going to have to let the elderly, who are so expensive to take care of, we're going to have to let them die. And we're going to determine what medications you'll get, what treatments will be appropriate, and are they really interested in our welfare, or do they have a different agenda? And then they're talking about how we're going to redo the energy system. And, of course, it's going to run up the cost of electricity tremendously, which is only going to drive our industries offshore. So many of our industries that do exist still, and remember at one time we had 50% of the world's production immediately after the Second World War. Today we have about 11% of the world's production, and we've intentionally and willfully and purposely transferred the manufacturing capacity of our country overseas, and we're subsidizing General Motors and Chrysler so they can transfer their production facilities overseas. But we can't tell the American people that. And then as we drive up the price of electricity, well, it'll be increasingly difficult for their corporations, of course, to be able to continue functioning. They want, of course, raise interest rates on people who are making money. Well, that's the corporations. You start raising the interest rates on corporations, oh, do you think they're going to stay in this country or they're going to move overseas? Right now, if you go overseas as a corporation, why, of course, you don't have to pay any taxes. And that has given our corporations a real incentive to move offshore. But they're not telling the American people that this is being done intentionally. Barack Obama has spoken against that. He says he's going to do something about it. But then he's also said that he was concerned about the privacy of our medical records, so he's going to put them up on the Internet. So he says one thing, but he has an entirely different agenda. He talks about preserving American jobs, but he's actively involved with this whole idea of globalism, of shipping our jobs overseas. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know what the real agenda is of the people who really rule America and control both political parties. Well, certainly, is there any shortage of gold or silver out there, Melody? Are people buying, can they get gold and silver? Can they get what they want? Or is there beginning to be a shortage as people around the world are suddenly beginning to realize that the whole world financial system is beginning to crumble?
There are certainly some restrictions in some areas of the gold coins. You have the Treasury who is constricting their allotments to the primary dealers. On the 1 ounce gold eagles and silver eagles, some of those deliveries, like silver eagles, they're like 3-4 weeks out, and I won't lock anything in after 4 weeks. I just won't go beyond that. Many dealers do, but I don't believe it's a good thing. I always try to encourage people to purchase things that have a fairly immediate delivery on it. So you have a little bit of shortage there. I believe the Treasury, personally, I believe it's my opinion that the Treasury is intentionally limiting these items. I mean, this is the only department of the government that makes a profit, and they can't keep up with demand. And last year there were several reasons why they couldn't. There was various floodings and other things that kept them from producing, and unusual buying, people coming in and buying everything off the shelf and so forth. But they have eliminated the fractional pieces of the gold eagles, the half ounce, quarter ounce, and tenth ounce as about 7 months ago. They eliminated the 1 ounce buffalo so they could focus on the 1 ounce gold and silver eagles. Some of your other foreign gold, there might be a little bit of a slight delay on in receiving them, and the $20 gold pieces, depending on what area you go into. But it was interesting that after we had that big spike in gold last week of $60, the coin prices have come down a little bit. The market has reacted strangely. The demand, from what I hear from my buyers across the country, it sort of had a strange effect to the market, and I believe people were either shocked or they're waiting to have some sort of a pullback. But it so the coin prices fell. You're probably looking at about, you know, over $16 per ounce that you're paying when you purchase a full bag of silver.
Okay, fine. Well, that is really gets pretty pricey. But then, of course, we can anticipate that there's going to be shortages developing. You know, the American people eventually come to the realization that they are intentionally destroying the value of our currency. They're going to do to this country what they did to Zimbabwe. Why, of course, they're going to start clamoring to get gold and silver, and yet already only a very, very small part of the population even really realizes what's going on, do they?
No, they don't. And just to mention on those 90% bags, I remember we used to sell 90% bags at spot. So things have certainly changed with the demand of silver and taking these bags. And the last time, the very first time silver hit $8 back in about 2003, 2004, I think it was 2004, a lot of those coins were melted down because there was a big rush and a lot of bags and silver was sold back onto the market because silver hadn't seen $8 for a long time. And so a lot of it was melted down. So Again, that put a lot of additional premiums for the premiums to increase at this point in time with the big demand.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you how they solved the problem in Zimbabwe of runaway inflation. But before we do, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out and tell our listeners what will happen if they do call you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And when you call us, and it's slowed down a little bit. It's kind of much business as usual now, but for a period of time, the last couple of weeks, the phones, we were inundated, and so if someone left a message and we didn't get back to you, please call, and we'll take care of you. And I always make up for my if we make an error or something like that and we don't get back to you, we always make up to you with our prices, so it's worth for you calling back. But we'll take people through. We try to find out a little bit about our customers, what their investment objectives are, how much gold or silver they already have. We recommend 80% gold, 20% silver. And that's just a rule of thumb that can change, depending on the individual's or the investor's own investment objective that he wants in his portfolio. We try to break it down. We just kind of keep things balanced. We believe in building like a foundation, like you do a home, and you just keep adding to that. And then as you're adding to your portfolio, then you can go ahead and maybe add various other coins to it. So you can be diversified within the gold market. We keep things simple. We try to explain, and we try to match up the coins to the investor's objectives. You know, some people purchase for bartering. Some people purchase for they have larger amounts to put into the market, so they want to take a little bit greater risk. And so we kind of balance everything out for them. And I think we're about the only dealer in the country that does that. Most of your gold dealers will try to push one type of coin to everybody, whether it meets their suitability or not. And we try to do something a little bit different, and we try to do it a little bit better.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I thought I'd tell our listeners, if they haven't heard, what happened in Zimbabwe. Now, you remember that back in 1980, why the American State Department intervened in the election process, and the people there voted in a moderate black leader. His name was Bishop Mezraweo. But this did not go along with the desires of the people in our State Department, Henry Kissinger and the Rockefellers and the people he represents. So we went and we put pressure on Rhodesia. They couldn't get any loans anywhere. The people couldn't go to the Olympics. They couldn't get weapons. They couldn't get gasoline. We put a total embargo on Rhodesia to force them to actually accept a man named Mugabe. Mugabe had been, it was a hardline communist. He'd been trained at Oxford. He'd been trained in China. And the people of Rhodesia did not want him. But we forced Mugabe onto the people of Rhodesia. And Henry Kissinger went on to television. And, of course, Peter Hammett has told this story many times. Incidentally, Peter will be with us in April, and you can ask him about that. There's so many other things going on there. But Henry Kissinger went on to Rhodesian television and promised the people that if anything ever happened, that the situation, said to break down, there was instability in Rhodesia, the American people would come to their aid. He gave his word of honor. Well, Henry Kissinger's word of honor and $100 to buy a cup of coffee almost any place in the world today. But, of course, Henry Kissinger's word is worth absolutely nothing. He is a crude liar and a very evil person. So what they did then, of course, they set out to destroy Zimbabwe. And, of course, we continued to provide so-called humanitarian aid. It was simply a vehicle of keeping Mugabe in power as he lost support. And they set off an inflationary spiral that peaked at 186 sextillion percent a year. 186 sextrillion. Now, you know what a trillion is, and then you know what a quadrillion is, and then you know what a septrillion is, and then, but a sextrillion was well, of course, you can imagine how many zeros would be, and that was the rate, inflation rate. And of course, all the stores had closed down. How could you possibly have anything for sale because of the value of the currency was going so rapidly? Between the time you put something on the shelf and the time it was sold, why, it would have doubled in cost. And then, of course, they had wage and price controls there. You were not allowed to, you know, to bill what the item would cost to replace. And so eventually all the stores shut down, and the factory shut down, and the mine shut down, and suddenly the whole economy ground to a halt. 5 million of the 11 million people living in Zimbabwe fled. Many of the farmers were nationalized, and the white farmers' farms were nationalized, but there were almost a million, of course, blacks living in the outskirts of Harare, one of the major cities there, and their homes were all destroyed. And anybody who spoke against the government was either beaten or killed. And what we were doing, of course, all this time, we were financing the Zimbabwean government. They changed the name from Rhodesia to Zimbabwe, and we were financing Mugabe. Of course, we couldn't tell the American people that. We always had to say how terrible it was, but of course, the truth of the matter was, it was simply a social experiment. And when the inflation rate reached 186 sextrillion dollars, a percent, I should say, a year, why, of course, at that point, why Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, simply abandoned the Rhodesian dollar, and they started using foreign currency, and this has happened within the last week or two. And now, of course, instead of using the Rhodesian currency, people are allowed to take dollars or the South African rand, and they have a stable currency. Now, they don't have very much of it there, but, of course, people are sending money into the country to help the people, and then they spent it into circulation, and suddenly now they have a stable currency. And, of course, everything then is monitored in the form of American dollars, and so if you have South African rands, why, they're probably seven or eight rands to the American dollar. But the American dollar is the standard, and you know what's happened now that they have a stable currency? Why, suddenly the shops are opening again. The stores are opening again. The factories are opening again. The mines are opening again. Because when you destroy the value of a currency, you end up with total chaos. And that's exactly what's happening. And suddenly there's no sanitation. There's very little potable water. Cholera is rampant. And other diseases are rampant. There are no medical supplies. But now Rhodesia is beginning to recover. Zimbabwe is beginning to recover. Despite all of the efforts of the American State Department to keep Mugabe in power, the people have put in a parallel government of people who want to do something. Of course, it was just 2 weeks ago when Mugabe had his 85th birthday. They had caviar and, beef that was costing $100 a pound. Finance with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, as, of course, the people of Zimbabwe starve, but they are beginning to get back into some sort of an organized society. But the key is a stable currency. And as they move here in the United States to massively extend all sorts of money into our economy, and of course this will lead down the line, not for the time being, but down the line into runaway inflation, and they destroy the value of our currency, why, of course, we'll understand what the Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia had said just this last week. Talking about, of course, what President Obama is doing, he said his approach is certainly monetarily is the road to hell. It is the road to hell. Of course, immediately it was repudiated by the parliament there in Czechoslovakia. I'm sure many of these are some of the finest politicians money could buy. And we have our people planted throughout the entire world, but I think we should remember the words of the premier of Czechoslovakia this last week, talking about Barack Obama and his policies, the road to hell. Had you heard those stories, Melody?
Yes, I did. I heard what the premier had said, and also when you were talking about their inflation and everything. There was videos circulating about how they have resorted to digging for gold. And like so many of the older people, you know, they're unable, their health doesn't allow them, but their only way they were able to survive was by digging for gold and using that for their currency to purchase their bread and the things that they needed to feed the family. So there was pictures of very young children, you know, young teenagers, you know, 13, 14, panning for gold, hoping to find something so they could provide for the family. So they did have a lot of, you know, many, many people died. The elderly died. And as you mentioned earlier, that we do have an aging population, and you don't hear much talk about baby boomers anymore. And when you talk about the elimination of the health care for the older people, I mean, they really do want to get rid of these useless eaters. And when you look at the baby boomers and the major retirement, their retirement started last year was when a lot of these boomers were set to retire. They couldn't allow these boomers to walk away with their retirement funds. Things just don't happen for a coincidence. And it's just another sign of how it all is planned and designed. And, these retirement accounts were the carrot placed in front of everyone, and certainly they took that carrot away. They certainly were not going to let the people catch the carrot. So it was just another sign. But I also saw where even California, I guess a lot of people are turning to panning for gold in hopes to maybe help subsidize some of their funds that they need due to loss of jobs and so forth. And I think you'll hear more and more of that happening around the country.
Well, I think we're living in very, very trying times. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I'd like to know if you have any thoughts on the economy, because we're really in terrible, terrible straits financially. This whole thing, of course, has been carefully orchestrated, and we're going to be giving a talk on the financial Armageddon. We have a wonderful syllabus we put together with speeches that were given before Congress in 1932 by Congressman McFadden, who is the chairman of the House Banking Committee. Wright Patman in 1964. He was the chairman of the House Banking Committee. And who was just telling us the other night that they had known Congressman Henry Gonzalez, who was chairman of the House Banking Committee, who said, you know, if the American people knew what was really going on, there'd be a revolution in America. He understood, of course, how these people of great wealth control the government. I have nothing against people of great wealth and people making money honestly, but these people do not make their money honestly. They make it by buying and selling politicians, and by circumventing our Constitution, which limits the power of government, which is why recently when, I don't know if you can go up to our website, radioliberty.com, and we've actually posted the exchange between Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann, she's one of the congresswomen, and Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke, and she was asking where in the Constitution there is any justification for the things that they're doing. For giving money to AIG, so AIG can give money to Henry Paulson's employer, Goldman Sachs. And she didn't mention that, but that's the general theme. Where is the authorization for what you're doing? Well, it came from Congress. But she said, not that Congress didn't authorize. Where is the authorization in the Constitution? Well, of course, Congress authorized it, but that has nothing to do with the Constitution. Where is the authorization of the Constitution? That's such a good point, because, of course, Congress doesn't abide by the Constitution. They have their own agenda. Well, let's go to Marilyn, who's calling us. Where is Marilyn calling from? She's calling from El Sobrante. Okay, fine. If you just pass Marilyn through, why, we'll put her on. Hi, Marilyn. Do you have a question for Melody, or do you have a comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Melody. What do you think the chances are that gold could be confiscated or the dollar devalued, and what can you do against that kind? How can you hedge against that, if you want to use a bad word?
All right, Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, you buy gold. That's how you hedge yourself. But as far as confiscation, sure, they did it once before. There's lots of views where, you know, people don't believe there's enough gold out there or enough people own it in order to bother confiscating it. I do believe they will regulate it. I think with these ETFs, I think it is a form of regulation. They certainly can, it helps to adjust the prices of gold. They can, it helps to manipulate the price. And so I think they will. I think they'll regulate it. I don't believe they'll come to your knocking on your door to take it, but they'll just regulate it somehow. To which you know, if you own it, you can either sell it back and get the current rate for it, and then a couple of weeks later they'll let the price run on it, or you own that will prevent coins from being confiscated. But when I put together portfolios, I don't use confiscation as a tool to sell any type of gold. I think it's important to know that confiscation was done. It shows exactly what the government will do, and I think it's a very important, and each person has to weigh that and figure out how important it is to them and if they want to protect against confiscation. But usually the portfolios I put together, just putting together a good performing portfolio, you'll have a hedge against confiscation. So,
do you advise people to hold gold outright or invest in like gold funds?
I believe everyone should take physical delivery of their coins.
I don't think you can trust the gold funds. They're put out.
I didn't think so.
No, I certainly think this is a very poor thing. And if you have enough gold, why, you'd move some of it offshore, and you can put this into other countries. Certainly, they're not going to confiscate it in other countries. What you have to do is diversify, and that's why you want to have some gold, you want to have some silver, you maybe even want to have some platinum. You want to diversify, 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 because what you want to do is maintain some wealth and not be totally impoverished, as the vast majority of the American people are going to be when this whole scenario comes down. And the wicked people who are behind this know exactly what they're doing. And they have the power of government, but we have to educate the American people so that when they come up with more unconstitutional laws, we're going to say, you don't have the right to do that, Mr. President, Mr. Barack Obama. And in fact, you're not even the legitimate president because you weren't born in the United States. And we need to be talking about so many of these things. What's that?
Can I ask her one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Why are they keeping the price of gold so low against the dollar?
All right, that's an excellent question. Why are they keeping the price? Hang on for just a moment. We'll answer that, but Melody, give out your telephone number and webpage one more time.
1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Marilyn, you hang on. We'll be right back. Well, Marilyn, you asked the question, why are they keeping the price of gold?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We'll bring them the truth about what they hear and about the right type of portfolio they should own. And I do believe in taking physical possession. I don't believe you should hold certificates in the purse mint or anything. It needs to be by your side because I believe in today's world, if you don't have it in your hands, you really don't own it. And things are happening so rapidly and so quickly that it can change from one day to the next.
It certainly can. Next Wednesday is going to be a very important date, next Thursday, as they hold their G20 meeting over in Europe. Hey, God bless you. Good night,
God bless you, too. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. And we're living in exciting times. And, of course, the whole idea is to survive with something. And, of course, if you'd like to hear my talk on the financial tsunami, I gave it three or four years ago. It comes with a syllabus. But the information is just as important today. In fact, I just got out my syllabus and was referring to some of the government charts that are in there on the money supply, what it was in 2003 and 2004 and 2005. And you can see how Alan Greenspan manipulated the monetary supply to pursue their ultimate goal, which was ultimately to create the housing bubble and then, of course, bring down our economy. And then, of course, we carry a book called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1889 by Mr. Wahlberg. It's the battle between the banks and the people. It is true today as it was when it was written. We carry the book, The Money Creators, written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan. And, of course, after she wrote this book, she was approached and asked to write another book on money creation by the big financiers. And when she completed that book after several years, she asked, she was well paid for it, of course. They owned the manuscript. She said, "What is going to be published?" And they said, "Never. We will never publish this book." Because, of course, they didn't want the American people to know about the greatest fraud of all time. You will certainly want to get a copy of our new syllabus. It's called Financial Armageddon, but don't order it yet. We're going to have a talk with that will explain the whole scenario, and you'll actually see the chart put out by the House Banking Committee back in 1976 about who owns the Federal Reserve System. And, of course, that how this all fits together, and that is the subject of my talk, Financial Armageddon. But it'll be given next week. If you're in Southern California, we'll be speaking in Orange County on Wednesday and in Tarzana on Thursday. Please put the word out in Southern California if you're listening to our programs tonight. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France. And then we have two little pamphlets. One is called The History of Money. The other is called Financial Meltdown. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what is going on and begin to protect yourself, your family, and help us get the truth out about what this is all about. One of the best sources of information would be my November and December 2008 newsletters and my January 2009 newsletters. They're posted at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Go there. You can listen to our programs. You know, on the Internet, it's certainly 9 hours a day. The satellite feed, 4 hours a day live. Listen to the archive programs. Listen to the blog programs. Listen to the MP3 programs. Help us to get the truth out across America. I can't really do much more than I'm doing. But, of course, we need your help to get the truth across America at this time. And then, of course, we also want, of course, to encourage you to get the excellent new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and, of course, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning DVD. And then, of course, we suggest Riddles in Stone. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America and pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
From the mountain to the prayer.